ladies and gentlemen of the board, a round of applause for our newest sales manager and his excellent presentation. Truly outstanding work. All right, everyone, that's it for this meeting. We'll reconvene next month and go over the plans for the new fiscal year. I'd like to have a word with you for a moment, if you don't mind. Jesus fucking Christ. I thought those mummies would never leave. I swear, if we didn't need their money, I'd happily never see a single one of those fat old bastards again. Oh, don't look so worried. They're long gone. Not that they'd say anything, even if they did overhear it. We're a very successful company, you know. One of the best in the business. And people like you, you're part of the reason why. A true asset to my team, through and through. But don't let it get to your head. You're still my helpless to stop me from grabbing your cock through your slacks like this? Helpless to stop yourself from getting hard. Ah, how fun would it have been to push you down on this big desk and screw you in front of all of them. Show them that you're not just a good manager, but a good little bitch. Oh, quit being a baby. Unlock the door. But fine, you have a point. This room isn't exactly soundproofed. Clear up your afternoon, then come meet me in my office. I have a sudden craving, and you're the only one who can satiate my appetite. Care if you have a meeting with a client? Are you fucking serious right now? Cancel the meeting and be in my office in 15 minutes. Or there will be consequences. Come in. Oh, look who's finally arrived. You know, I think I was wrong about you. I thought you cared enough to be punctual, but you're 6 minutes late. Someone wants to be punished. No, I don't want to hear your excuses. I said... No excuses. I don't care if you're shitting rivers of blood. When I say to be here at a certain time, you be here. Follow me. After you. Close off. Now. I'm going to be generous. Before I begin to administer your correction, I'll give you a chance to plead your case. Go on. Tell me what was so important that you couldn't make it here on time. House caught on fire, hmm? Held up at gunpoint? Oh. I see. Lay down on the bed, on your stomach. So, from what you're saying, it's my fault you were late.
Shut up, worm. Mistress is talking. As I said,
it's my fault for telling you to cancel that meeting, is it? My fault for asking you to come here so often. Hell, it is the second time you've been here today. Maybe you're getting tired of this. Maybe the perks aren't worth it. Is that it? Are you tired of being toyed with? Used? Ridden and made to come for me over and over until you're sore and spent? You knew what you were getting yourself into when you signed that contract. You're my toy now. And if I want to play so rough that I break you, then that's my prerogative. You have no clue how difficult it is to run a company of this size. But you don't need to know. That isn't your job. Your job is to come when your owner calls you. And if you can't fucking do that, then what good are you to me? I'm already stressed as it is. I don't need a disobedient little worm adding to that. Stop fucking apologizing. I don't want your apologies. I want your pain. Now, are you going to lay there and take it from me? Or are you an even bigger bitch than I thought? Good boy. Turn around. Now open your mouth. See? It's not so hard to just shut up and listen, is it? Honestly, you're lucky you arrived when you did. Any later and I would have been punishing you in your office. With those thin walls, every single smack of my paddle against your ass would echo throughout the entire floor. My, my, wouldn't that make for interesting water cooler gossip? You'll notice this gag is different than the others. Maybe you recognize it, maybe not. Just a ring gag. Simple, but effective. I don't want you biting down while I fuck your pretty face into submission, and that's all. You didn't think my strap-on was just for decoration, did you? No, 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 no. Sometimes you just need to remind a toy who owns them and what they're good for. Now, you take this cock nice and deep in your throat for me, and I won't fuck your ass. Not today, at least. Here we go. Take a deep breath, and I'll just slide in here. Oh, you like that, do you? You like choking on it, you little cocksucker? You like feeling me stretching your throat out like this? That's because I own this throat, you sniveling, pitiful little bitch. And I'll use it whenever and however I fucking want. Whether or not that means you get to breathe. And if you want to breathe, then you'll do as your mistress tells you to fucking do. Yeah, you take it. I take it all the goddamn way. Oh, look at you, drooling all over yourself. It's disgusting. You got promoted all the way from sales rep to cocksleeve. You must be so proud. Oh, you're taking this like an old pro. All right, baby. That's enough. For now. Not too bad. You ended up taking it all the way from me. This is the best work you've done all day. So, for your reward, I'm going to allow you the privilege of draining my tits. I mean, they've gotten so big lately. So full. So heavy. Stand up. Let me get this collar on you. There we go. Look at you, the perfect little pet. Just for me. Come here, slut. Get up. On top of me. Good. Now. Come taste. God. That's just what I needed. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, good, obedient thing. Oh, there's so much milk. You could consider this your lunch break. Don't neglect the other one. They both need your mouth. You keep drinking that while I make use of this. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, I needed this. Oh, do you know how wet it makes me? Knowing that I can use you anytime I desire. Oh, I'm usually soaked through my panties by 10 a.m. Which is why I spend the rest of the day. Naturelle. Situation I put to very good use, wouldn't you say? That's perfect. Fuck those hips. Just like that. Harder. I want to feel every single inch of you as hard as you can. Don't stop. Fuck. That's right. Push your face deep into these tits. Make love to them with your mouth. Worship them while you worship your boss's cunt. Show me how sorry you are for making me wait. Show me by making me come around your cock. That means play with my clit, you idiot. You perfect little fucking whore. I love how you moan into my nipples when I squeeze around your cock like this. God. Don't stop rubbing my clit. No, don't stop a single goddamn thing. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Harder. Harder. Just like that. Oh, God. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Keep going. Yeah, that's it. Don't you stop. Oh, just because I came. No, don't you dare. Oh, you're coming inside of me. Oh, I want to drip with it. Harder. That's it. Come for me. Come inside your boss's pussy. Do it. Do it. That's it. Come, baby. Come. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes. So. Perfect. Kiss me. Now get down there and lick my pussy clean. If I can swallow your cum, so can you. Oh, how does that submission taste? Is it good? That's enough. Come here. I want a taste. Delicious. I suppose I'll let you get dressed now. You have work to do, after all. Clients and all that unnecessary bullshit. I want you to know you really helped ease my stress. You're proving to be an invaluable asset, my little slut. Keep it up. I might just move you into my office permanently. What do you think? You and that collar chained underneath my desk? Don't knock it till you tried it. At the very least, think about it for me. I know I'll certainly be thinking about it.